school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Otago Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump was asked by a reporter whether Russia is still targeting the U.S., and Trump shook his head and said no. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if the president understood the question.
Said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions.
A U.S. judge is ordering accused Russian operative Maria Butina to remain behind bars pending trial after federal prosecutors warned she's a, quote, serious flight risk.
12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped in a cave in Thailand got a warm welcome before facing the press for the first time with the doctors and others who helped them through their ordeal.
California's Pacific Coast Highway completely reopened.
The Congressional PIG book shows earmarks increased more than 42%. Included in the PIG book, $663,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program and $11 million for the aquatic plant control program.
The European Commission is imposing the equivalent of a $5 billion antitrust penalty against Google.
Hurricane season was the focus of a House hearing after last year's deadly storms. FEMA officials say they're better equipped this year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Is it really Dan Morris? Wow. Okay, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. So you see a police officer of any type, give them a big thumbs up to say thanks for the job that they do. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get you in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, one of my favorite places. And let's see, oh man. Okay, let's look down. Where, oh, and also we have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, and that's open to any caller coming in. Just have a conversation with me. Don't go, I want to be put in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. No. Not that I would be mean like that. Okay, let's see what else we've got here. We have a new listener, Concetta, who's listening in to us, and we really appreciate it. We always love bringing in new listeners. Very well-informed lady, and she's now found home at the Dan Morris Show, and we really appreciate it, Concetta. Thank you so much for listening in. Let's see. Let's do Nunes talking about the Russia probe here. Yeah, that one. Let's listen in.
Chairman Devin Nunes, he blasted the Justice Department yesterday during an interview claiming that some within the DOJ, they're hoping Republicans will actually lose the House in the midterm elections. He also said that if there was evidence the Russians were colluding with the Trump campaign in 2016, Congress would have been briefed on it at the time, which they were not. Now, remember, it was Chairman Nunes back in 2014. He sounded the alarm about Russia's malicious intent to cause chaos around the world and, yeah, in our very own elections. Here now is the House Intel Committee Chair, Devin Nunes. With all this talk about meddling and interference, it happened at least in 08. It happened in 2012. You warned the Obama administration very publicly in 2014, and now we're supposed to act surprised that it all happened, although, you know, it was under Barack Obama's watch, not Donald Trump.
Yeah, Sean, look, I think I warned them not just in 2014, but very specifically in 2016, where I called it the largest intelligence failure since 9/11, our failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions. And remember, by that time, we had seen the Russians actively involved in many elections around the globe. So they were actively trying to interfere in elections in Eastern Europe and some of the former Soviet states. So this was nothing new at all. And what I'm most upset about in this whole situation of many things, but when you go back to that time period, is how they were able to ignore the warnings that we were sending from the House Intelligence Committee. And then, lo and behold, after they lost the election, they first tried to blame fake news. And then when that didn't work, they switched it into this whole concept of Russia.
And they did. Did you hear the year that he first saw that? 2014.
Wow.
And he was giving them a warning. And so the Obama administration wasn't doing anything. I mispronounced the name, Conchetta.
And the part about this whole Conchetta. Russia topic that really does frustrate me, just my perspective is, I don't think the U.S. has had a sound policy towards Russia since 2000, say when Putin first comes into office. Because there was even talk, and Chris Wallace brought it up in his interview with Putin, of Russia joining NATO.
Yeah.
I mean, after 9/11, Russia is very open in wanting to help fight terrorism because they're worried about terrorism on their own borders with their own population. And yet somehow things sour. I think part of it is NATO expansion.
Well, I think part of it was the invasion of Georgia.
Yeah.
And then you had if I remember correctly, if I have my timeline, that happened at the very end of the Bush administration. And it was during the time that they were trying to do all that. We were so occupied with Iraq that and the economy and everything. So it all just kind of fell apart with that. And then you had Ukraine and then you had Syria. And I think that's They had been retreating versus advancing, and then all of a sudden Putin started advancing.
Right.
And that was the difference. As long as they were staying where they were fine. But they lost the Baltic states, and then they were a little upset, and Putin was upset with that. So he was trying to regain that territory back.
Oh, yeah. No, and they are very paranoid about NATO expansion. I'm almost thinking, who's the last ambassador to the Soviet Union? Like Jack Matlock or something like that? They talk about the Russians felt there was a gentleman's agreement, we won't expand NATO. And in that meeting, as far as I could tell, it wasn't like some signed piece of paper, but it was like, we'll move the Red Army out, don't expand NATO. And we've expanded NATO. And whether or not that's actually a problem in the real world, that's one thing. But it does make the Russians even more paranoid, and they don't need any help being paranoid.
No, they don't need it. And then, you remember, Obama tried to appease them by pulling the missile system out of Poland, and that scared a bunch of people that are there. And then that's when Poland started really, you remember, they're one of the highest paid people for GDP for NATO. They're one of the people who pays their bills. And that was because they wanted to make sure they had coverage under Article 5. So let's listen to Nunes talking about the indictment and the timing of the indictment, in that he's very suspicious of it the Friday before Trump meets with Putin.
So this is a big point, too, is that if there were any collusion, certainly you would have known about it at the time. And if anything had come out between now and then, you would have seen that, as you have seen almost everything. So the question is, well, why is the witch hunt going on? And And how do you look at the Mueller indictments then of these 12 Russians that are the equivalent of our CIA operatives? They're never coming to America. There's never going to be a trial. Mueller, you know, indicted these bot companies thinking they'd never respond. Now he's asking the judge in that case if they could literally not turn over any documents. In other words, that there won't be any disclosure.
Well, remember, so it's not just about the warnings that I gave in 2014, 15, and 16. It is also a fact that a year and a half ago, the House Intelligence Committee had more than what's in the Mueller indictment of the 12 Russian officers. Okay, so we had more information than that. Now, and we put it in our report in March. It was in our report that was made public in April. It's heavily redacted, remember, by the Department of Justice and FBI. But we had all this information. And so, you know, the thing that I brought up is I just find the timing of this to be very hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
Give them the benefit of the doubt, but why does this always happen? Every time something happens on one side where we find out a new revelation about what appears to be real problems in the FBI and DOJ with this investigation, then all of a sudden they drop an indictment. It's happened time and again, and this one is really bad.
So they dropped the indictment. It's a 243-page document without the supplements that are there. It's just 243 total. And I've read through part of this thing. It is heavily redacted. But when you pick up the pieces of it, he is saying, basically, look, Russians are there. They were trying to interfere. And nobody did anything about it. And he was telling them. And the Intel Committee was getting all sorts of information given to them, and they were passing it on, and nobody was doing anything with it. And whose administration was that? That was Obama's, particularly in that 2014, 2015, and then part of 2016 time frame. But they were trying to push back the wire to see if they could do something with it. And he warned them of it, and they were getting all sorts of stuff on that.
And I feel like they didn't do much of anything because they probably didn't consider it that big of a deal. That it wouldn't really affect things. That this is what the Russians do. This is what they always do. And they're using kind of an asymmetrical warfare. They're playing the cards they have, which are limited, but they're playing them well. But it's not going to affect things that much. We'll come up with some strategy. But once it becomes tied to Donald Trump and that whole narrative, it's now the biggest scandal
in
the
world. Because it implies that Donald Trump, the indication is to imply that Donald Trump did not legitimately win the election. He got help from the Russians. Now, that's total electoral poo-poo. But that's the narrative that the Democrats are trying to get out with this thing. And they just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I wish the Mueller investigation would get over with. I'm in total agreement with Trump that this is affecting his presidency in a very negative way. And it's making it where he's having to pedal twice as hard to get the same distance. And it's kind of wearing thin on the administration, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to slow him down in every way they can, particularly in getting involved in the intelligence community. I'm even going back and listening now to Brennan again and what Comey said and that tweet yesterday that we read to you. They want the Democrats to win, so it will put a halt to the intel investigation. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, great. Hey, first point I want to make. What country isn't trying to influence some other country's election?
Probably Nova Scotia.
I mean, it's getting ridiculous. They're making it sound like it's something new, something rare, something specific. I was like, what country doesn't try to, you know, influence other countries? My God, this is nothing. And then second of all, you said the FBI didn't do anything. That kind of reminds me in the Boston, the Boston bombing. All that information that Russia gave us, their intel gave to our FBI agents, who in turn did what? Nothing?
Yeah. Well, you remember they went in and they got some intelligence from who else? The Russians.
Yes.
They got intelligence from the Russians. It was passed over to the CIA. Then it went to the FBI, the Homeland Security, I'm sorry. And then they went in and interviewed the people at the mosque, but they didn't interview them. And then they let it go.
I mean, during the FBI under the Obama administration, how many times have they dropped the ball?
A lot.
A lot. What a coincidence during his 8 years, all those incidences and everything. And didn't he have some, while under his leadership and his direction during his 8 years of ruling this country, didn't he have issues with CIA in foreign countries with underage ladies of the evening?
Did who have issues with that?
The CIA, remember, or Secret Service.
Oh, that, yeah, when they were in South America. I don't think they were underage. I think they were they were prostitutes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to be nice and say ladies of the evening there. But the point is that there's so many indirect correlations of his poor leadership during his 8 years. I'm not surprised what Trump's dealing with is a residual of it now, right?
Well, that was the Secret Service, but my personal feeling is I think that you do have a clandestine intelligence department that's out there, and I think Peter Strzok is the perfect example of it.
Well, all right. Well, I just want to put my 2 cents on it. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. Hey, and I enjoyed voting, too. I knew that was a serious load. I was one up there across from the Shakespeare Festival at church, Methodist Church.
Yeah.
Man, I think I was the only person in there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I came in there about 1 o'clock during my lunch hour. Walked in there, and there was nobody there. I said, has it been this bad? And they go, yeah, the turnout's been really sad.
Yeah, that's the Aldergate's box there.
Yep.
Soldier Boy, I appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day. Would be remiss if I did not mention that Brubaker Motors is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. It's the Bravo location in Eastern Bypass, but what a great selection of cars. The largest Kia dealership in Alabama is sitting on the Eastern Bypass right below the Brubaker name. Also, the Ram trucks, man, they have got some great trucks. And the truck isn't like the truck you can think of in the past. The truck is a real truck, but high technology. Dan Morris Show appreciates Brubaker Motors, and they would love for you to go by and just see what they've got. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. So Nunes was kind of interesting, and we're certainly not through with him. He is like a dog with a bone, and he is just focused on this thing like he should be. So let's get to the third piece of this and talk about why is the Department of Justice stalling and the Democrats want to win the House.
So this is what I want to ask you. Do you think they're trying to literally, as you said, that you believe the FBI and DOJ, they're obstructing in terms of doing what is there, what your authority constitutionally is oversight, and they have been obstructing the entire way. And now there's talk about actually impeaching Rod Rosenstein. And there's talk about holding these people in contempt. And you say they're really doing this, hoping the Dems take over Congress and that it all ends then?
It's the oldest trick in the book. So many of the bureaucracies here in Washington know how to wait out Congress. They know to try to plan meetings on a Friday when they know there's not votes, or on a Monday when there's not votes. That's the time that they want to give things. They wait. They know that Congress is going to adjourn next week. And so the more that they delay for no reason, we're waiting on many documents, as you know. We're getting very slow, snail-paced cooperation that is clearly designed to wait until next week when Congress adjourns. Now, I have news for them. They're still going to get to come in and give depositions. They may think they're not going to, but they're going to be coming in to give depositions throughout the summer, and that's part of the 42 names that I sent to Chairman Gowdy and Chairman Goodlatte. So I have every expectation that there will be many opportunities for these 42 individuals to come to Congress, even though they have tried to wait us out. And I think they'd love to see Republicans lose. And I say that, I have to believe the Department of Justice and FBI, the people at the leadership, they are banking on a loss by the Republicans in the fall, which is why people have to understand how important it's going to be to get out and vote in this election to ensure that the members of Congress are returned that are actively involved to ensure, because if the Democrats get control, they're going to drop all of this investigation. They're not going to do anything.
And keep that in mind. I think that is something very much to push this on, particularly if they can get the Trump voter, the Trump voting base, to understand that piece of it. That will make a difference in election, particularly any of these marginal races that we have. You know, Alabama is going to be clear as a bell. There's no problem here. But you do have some issues in some states like Texas and some other places that you've got these pockets that are there. And they're really going to have to work on identifying the vote and turning it out. Voter turnout is going to be the key thing. Oh, man. So we'll have to see what happens with that. It's going to be the factor. Like I said, I think we're going to pick up U.S. Senate seats. I feel confident in that. The question is, can we keep the losses in the House seats under 10 or under? Then we still have it. You still have control of the committees. You have enough of the majority. I think you'll have a swing of some of the folks that are going to be gone with some new people. There'll be players that'll be much more attuned to the Trump agenda that we've had, and I think you'll get a much better result. The thing that you're going to see a big difference in is by having Flake gone and some others that are there, then the Senate will become much more conservative, much more conservative. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. Wow, what a confusing Justice Department we have. You know who we haven't heard a peep from is Jeff Sessions in a while, guys. Why does he have no comments? Oh, I know this is part of the Russia investigation and all that, but with so many people in his department out of line, what would his role be?
Well, they're investigating the people that are in the Justice Department that are out of line.
Okay, so you don't feel his silence on it or any explanation to the American people to say, like, we're trying to get to the bottom of this? Maybe I missed it, but I just haven't heard any comment at all from him.
Well, it's not how you really do this. I mean, I say this all the time, Red Top, this is huge, absolutely huge. You're talking about the number two in the counterintelligence department of the Department of the FBI was trying to take down Donald Trump's election and then take down Donald Trump after the election. That is a huge, huge thing.
It really is, and I do believe the term you use, number two, is quite appropriate to describe the group. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
I appreciate you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get a great deal on AC Pro Refrigerant and stay cool all summer long. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone.
AutoZone. Two of the most popular rooms in the house now have an event to match. The Summer Kitchen and Bath Event, now at the Home Depot, where you'll find a contemporary Glacier Bay Dorset bath faucet at a new lower price of just $39. High Arc, chrome finish. It's the perfect finishing touch to that bath update. And at this price, even easier to get your hands on. Save at the Summer Kitchen and Bath Event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says it would be foolish to think the Russian government isn't still trying to interfere in our elections.
I think what we've seen on the foreign influence side is they were attempting to intervene and cause chaos on both sides.
Secretary Nielsen at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado says she's seen no evidence any government other than Russia attempted to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. Best coach at ESPN's ESPY Awards show is given to three coaches killed trying to protect students during a school shooting in Florida.
Their colleague, Coach Elliot Bonner, calling them heroes.
But they were also husbands, fathers, and sons. And I am proud to be standing here.
As heard on ABC, awards for courage were also given to sexual abuse survivors, including U.S. Olympic gymnasts assaulted by their now imprisoned team doctor.
Fox's Evan Brown, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yes. Okay, Donald Trump did an interview with CBS that this is a portion of it. We're not going to see the other portion until later on tonight on CBS. But Donald Trump is pretty measured in this thing. And I wish he could do his press conferences the way he did this interview. But he's going to be asked, what did you tell Putin in that private meeting?
The conversation began yesterday, as you all just mentioned. The White House was again managing what appeared to be controversial comments about whether Russia is a continuing threat. But the president told us he accepts current U.S. intelligence evaluations as he made this more direct stance on Russia.
You say you agree with U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election in 2016.
Yeah, but, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
What'd you say to him?
Very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, we're also living in a grown-up world. Will a strong statement, you know, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. What they did hear is the statement he made to Putin's very close friend. And that statement was not acceptable. Didn't get very much play, relatively speaking, but that statement was not acceptable. But I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be. We had a very strong meeting on so many different points. And, you know, and I've said, and I campaigned on it, getting along with Russia and China, by the way, and other countries is a very good thing, not a very bad thing.
You know what the Democrats want to do? They want to take the note taker and the interpreter, which is one and the same person, that was in the room. They want to take that person and have them testify before Congress, so Congress will then know what Donald Trump said to Putin. If that's not the craziest thing I've ever heard, I mean, you are going to go into the executive branch of government, not the legislative branch, but the executive branch of government, and you're going to get somebody to testify before Congress about confidential information that the president is talking about? That is absolutely nuts. And this is just how crazy the Democrats have become. We need to know what he said in there. What deals did he make? What did he promise? Well, whatever he promised, you're going to have to do. He's going to have to go do so. I guess you'd find out when he does it. These guys, it just amazes me how crazy they are about Russia. I mean, Russia to a Democrat is like Satan incarnate. And these guys used to be, you know, real, you know, they used to be lovey-dovey with them because they're kind of, well, they're their own little world and we have to respect communism and that kind of stuff. These guys are just off the charts in this thing. Okay, so now the next question is, he's going to be talking about being asked about the intel community.
But he denies it. So if you believe U.S. intelligence agencies, is Putin lying to you?
I don't want to get into whether or not he's lying. I can only say that I do have confidence in our intelligence agencies as currently constituted. I think that Dan Coats is excellent. I think that Gina is excellent. I think we have excellent people in the agencies. And when they tell me something, it means a lot.
Coats says the threat is ongoing. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'd accept him. I mean, he's an expert. This is what he does. He's been doing a very good job. I have tremendous faith in Dan Coats. And if he says that, I would accept that. I will tell you, though, it better not be. It better not be.
Have you talked to Coach since you got back?
Yeah, I have, sure.
What'd he say?
Just talk generally speaking. Yeah, he agrees with the statement you made, and I go along with him. He's a very he's a great guy. He's a great patriot. He loves his country, and he's only going to say what he truly believes. And the information that's given to him is that.
Let's go to the phones and go to Robin. Robin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Hey there. In regards to the thing about the interpreter, isn't there something about the right to executive privilege or whatever, where that is absolutely stuff like a non-point, like you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that he would, you know, do executive privilege with this. I mean, this is information from one head of state to another. And to try to bring the interpreter in to tell them what happened, that's nuts.
Right. The reverse Watergate.
Yeah, well, these people they are so convinced that Donald Trump has done all these bad things out here. And once you get those bad things out in the open, then he'll just tumble and they'll impeach him. And Republicans or conservatives believe that once you kind of get to this deep state stuff and the Strucks and the Pages and the Comeys and all those people, then all that's going to collapse. I'm just wondering which one's going to hit first.
Right. I was wondering, I know it's late to show, but could you explain the executive privilege thing?
Well, when you are having a conversation with the President of the United States, what you're doing is that is a confidential discussion with the president, and you normally don't even tell anybody about it. So, but a translator is sworn to secrecy, and they can't say anything. And they go through an incredible background check. And usually, I'm going to guess that the translator was also CIA. I'm just going to guess because I know we did that when we were meeting with Gorbachev.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1 FM, and he's a little mousy guy, too. It was really funny. He looked like I think we nicknamed him a short Ichabod Crane. He had these black horn-rimmed glasses that he sported. Is this Papa B? The Papa B?
The one Papa and only? B.
All right. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B. How are you doing this Thursday?
Doing great. You know, you were mentioning there that the, I guess, Democrats are just sold on the fact that, you know, Trump colluded with Russia or whatever. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe they are drinking their own Kool-Aid.
They have banked everything on it, Papa B.
Well, yeah, I think more, though, is that they're sold that they can sell the American public on it. And they use, you know, as a useful tool to separate the Trump voters from Donald Trump. I don't know whether they believe it or not. I mean, surely anybody with a half a brain can see that most, if not all of this, is manufactured baloney. So, you know, are the Democrats drinking their own Kool-Aid? Are they eating their own bologna sandwich? Maybe so. But I think mainly is they're trying to serve it up and sell it to the American public. And I don't think it's working. Do you think
Definitely not. When you look at the polling data of Mueller, I mean, you've got 70% of the people think that Mueller needs to wrap it up and get going with this thing. I mean, Mueller's negatives are up there. Now, the Dems blame it on Trump and some of the, you know, witch hunt and this kind of stuff. But I think the American public is just they're just tired of it.
Yeah, I think so too, Dan. It's not redounding. Well, see, you know, the whole collusion thing is, I think, kind of falling apart on them, you know.
Oh, absolutely. What they want to do is they want to get off of the fact that you had a Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all these others, and the Steele dossier and all that. All that was Democrat stuff. And let me tell you something. If the truth starts happening and gets known, then they are going to fall apart. They're going to be very embarrassed by that, and it could cost them actual seats in the House if that were to happen.
I think so, and I think that
might just happen, actually. I'm hopeful anyway. But, yeah, the collusion angle didn't work for them. They thought that they could wrap this up in about 6 months, impeach Trump, or make him so ineffectual, you know, that within a couple of years, the American people would rather get rid of him. That didn't happen. So now they're on to some hysterical anything that they can grab a hold of. And, man, nothing's working for them anymore like it used to.
No, it's not. So, and the media is being complicit in this. Make no mistake of that. Anytime Donald Trump does something bad, they're going to really report the bad part of it. And if there's ever the word Russia mentioned, then you're going to hear Donald Trump's name mentioned five more times after the word Russia. And the media is starting to look foolish in all of this, in my opinion.
Well, and there they go. They're part of trying to generate some narrative that's just not working. It's not working. It's falling on deaf ears. I mean, I think that the American people, I mean, I'm going to just step out here and say, I know I feel this way, okay? But the histrionics that the Democrats go through is having nil effect. In fact, it's a negative effect. Because it's just, you know, the world cannot explode every time Donald Trump says something. And that's what they've been trying to have us believe for, 2 years now or more, is that whatever has to do with Donald Trump, well, the world's going to end.
Yeah, exactly.
First one thing and then another. And I mean, after a while, you just like dead to it. You're like, yeah, whatever, man.
It is definitely a Chicken Little effect. And everything, it is undermining our democracy. What are you talking about? Undermining our democracy? Are you kidding me? And as Joey said one time, is our democracy that weak? I don't think so.
Well, see, it used to work for them, Dan. Okay, back in the, 70s, 80s even, maybe 90s, they would really get wound up on these hysterical charges, mainly manufactured, and man, you know,
the sky's falling.
A good portion of the country, well, some of the country would believe them enough to kind of fall in with them, but it's just not working anymore, and I'm thanking God for that, actually.
Yeah.
So, anyway... Well, thanks for taking my call.
Papa B, you have a wonderful day, my friend. Stay cool.
All right, we'll see.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
You know, when I walked out of the studio yesterday, it looked like the world was going to come to an end. Mm. It was black as it could be. The clouds were really low. You could see the storms off in the distance heading here. So I know some people had to get their power knocked out and be sitting there in the dark. Because when you have those kind of high winds and storms like that, that's where you have it. In my neighborhood, two squirrels look at each other wrong, the power goes out type thing. They knock out the lines all the time. That's why Mr. Electric wants you to consider getting a backup generator for your home. Now, guys, you can do all of your home. You can do part of your home. You can do all sorts of different parts of it. What you need to do, though, is you got to get Mr. Electric to come by and look at it and talk to you about what do you want to have. Do you want to have air conditioning, or do you just want to do what I'm going to do and have fans that run when the power goes out? Because my house is kind of like an igloo anyhow. It keeps whatever, if it's cold inside, it's going to keep it cold. All you just need to do is be moving the air around. Or maybe you want some lights in a particular area. For me, I need to have power for my computer and my phone so I can charge it, and then I'm in business because I can just do a Wi-Fi hotspot off of my phone, and I'm carrying on business as usual. So it has been a great thing for me. But you need to call Mr. Electric about it to see if they what they would charge you for it. They're going to give you a 7-year warranty, 7 year on a generator for free. That's a $600 value. And here's the telephone number for Mr. Electric. Really would like for you to copy it down. I need to get Dan Black in here to, again, he is great on the air. Former radio guy, by the way. We were in radio together. Get ready to copy. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, when the lights go off, you can have them back on by having a backup generator at your home. Okay, let's go back to the Donald here. And he's going to be talking about the Intel community, and he's going to be asked, do you think the Intel community is out to get you? And listen to his answer and the timestamp on it.
Do you think any intelligence agencies, U.S. intelligence agencies, are out to get you?
Well, certainly in the past, it's been terrible. You look at Brennan, you look at Clapper, you look at Hayden, you look at Comey, you look at McCabe, you look at Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page. You look at other people in the FBI that have been fired, that are no longer there. Certainly, I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in. But in the past, no, I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper. You know, Clapper wrote me a beautiful letter when I first went to office, and it was really nice. And then all of a sudden, he's gone haywire because they got to him, and they probably got him to say things that maybe he doesn't even mean. But no, I certainly don't have confidence in past people. You look at what's happened. Take a look at all of the shenanigans that have gone on. Very hard to have confidence in that group.
So he is squarely putting it back on Brennan. He's kind of hitting Brennan and Clapper and popping them around. I hope that this we finally get somewhere in this. My biggest problem is, why haven't we had it yet? And all signs get back to Rosenstein. And that's the only worrisome thing to me, is that is something happening there where we have the wrong person sitting there, and they're doing blocking and tackling for other things. And the Mueller piece that came out that Friday, remember, he's the one that did the press conference on it, and they did not mention that the RNC, there were hack attempts on the RNC. And why would they not mention that unless they're just trying to still point everything towards the DNC and then the election being a little problem with it? But by golly, I wish we'd get this stuff out here, because if it does, it's going to blow everything up. And maybe timing is everything, and you're looking at something about that happening more towards the August-October time frame than today. And I want to tell you something. It's the old adage in politics. You want the blast to occur as close to the election as possible so the opponent can't recover from it and try to patch things up. The closer to the election, the more chaos that happens from it. You remember what Dan Rather tried to do to George W. Bush with the drinking, and then also the National Guard false story, the fake news story that he did. So maybe they can land this punch in that October time frame, late August, mid-October. If it was late October, it'd be great. I think it would be perceived as a political ploy if that happened by the Democrats. I think they would yell politics of it. But, you know, end of August, mid, early October, I think he would still be in a position to do that. Okay, so Trump interview is going to be talking about the Helsinki News Conference. He thinks he did a pretty good job.
On Saturday, you told us your doctrine is strength and achieving peace through strength.
Right.
After Helsinki, Lindsey Graham said you showed weakness.
Well, Lindsey Graham, you're going to have to... I totally disagree. I think I did great at the news conference. I think it was a strong news conference. You have people that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world. Okay, nobody's been as tough with Putin as I have. You look at all of the other things that I've done with respect to Russia that nobody else has done, including sanctions, the biggest sanctions ever imposed on Russia. It's just a fake news deal. They love this narrative. Even you're wasting a lot of time talking about Russia. Nobody has been tougher on Putin and on Russia than Donald Trump.
And that's a truism. Nobody's been tougher on it. Because certainly Obama hasn't been. And when you look at George W. Bush and Russia, they were actually kind of together up to the Georgia invasion. And that was happening when George W. Bush had his hands completely full and didn't really know what to do with things, because you remember that's when the economy in that October 2008 started tanking, and John McCain just was winning, and then he just fell off the charts. Let's go to our good friend St. James. St. James, welcome aboard.
Dan, I'm sorry for calling you at the top of the hour, sir.
You're fine. What's up?
Nothing much. Hey, listen, the local election has kind of surprised quite a few people, didn't it?
It really did. If you were an old political Paul, you got knocked out.
Oh, yeah. Well, my people won, even though they're Republican. My people, they got right in there.
Who are your people? Which ones did you like?
Oh, believe it or not, what's her name? Martha Roby. That's my girl. That's my girl right now. She beat Bobby Bright.
She did an impressive job with that. That was a number that really surprised me, because I had seen polling before the Trump endorsement, and it wasn't showing like that anything. It was showing basically break even with a pretty big undecided.
Steve Marshall, Twinkle Kavanaugh's gone. Good.
Yes, yeah, I mean, look at Alvin Holmes lost, Johnny Ford lost, you know.
Alvin, he's okay with it. I think he's tired. He's ready to go home.
Yeah, I played that interview with him. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dad, I know you said a lot of times on the show, perception is reality. When do you think, just like you was alluding to a second ago, what do you think was good for Trump to do in October? Because that can go both ways.
Yeah, it could go.
Well,
the Mueller, with a special prosecutor, they kind of have a rule. They're not going to do anything 60 days before an election, within 60 days of an election. That's kind of a standard for them. Of course, that standards have been broken with this.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Strzok, Page, and all those players, something really coming of substance with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, you also said before, you know, you can't have all this going on and govern the nation.
So, absolutely.
You know, I'm ready for something to happen myself.
Yeah.
But Dan, I'll probably call you back tomorrow.
I'll talk to tomorrow. Would you please?
No, tomorrow.
You got it, St. James. You have a great day, brother.
Okay.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, heading to the top of the hour break. We'll be back right after this.
Small team genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice.
The Dan Morris Show.